Father, we thank you. Great are you, Lord, and greatly your name be praised. Today we are here to say, Lord, you are great. You are great. Everything written about you is great. And we are here to hallow your name, exalt your name, praise your name. Acknowledge you, Lord, as the source of all our all. Without you, we are nothing. And so, Lord, we want to say thank you for your mercy and your grace towards us. The fact that we can breathe at this time alone shows how gracious you have been to us. I want to say thank you. Thank you for the honor to stand before you. Thank you for the privilege to come before you, to hear your word, the word that you use to change the whole world and create it. We want to say thank you for the opportunity to hear it. May our lives be touched as you speak your word unto us. Change us and make us more of you, Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, you have always been the teacher of the house of God. And therefore, it is you we look up to as you speak, touch our lives, transform us to the image of Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome, somebody clap your hands and welcome to church. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Amen. We have been studying one of the foundational doctrines of the church. And I want everybody, you know, the church started some 35 to 40 years ago. So as new generation joins the church, it is imperative that the old ones teach the new ones some of the foundations upon which this church has been built. Amen. So that they know what to do. Because a generation which does not know what their fathers experienced to enable them to come where they have come, they wouldn't understand so many things. Hallelujah. And so you see God speaking to Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1. And Abraham, therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Okay, the next verse, see. And he said, know ye this day. This is Moses. After they have come out of captivity, they are just about to enter the promised land. And he knew that the generation he started with are different from the generation who are going to take over the land. And so Moses told the people, know this. Tell your neighbor, know this. Know this. It's important to know because your generation is different from our generation. Our generation, we have known certain things that your generation has not known. And very soon, we are going to pass on the baton for you to continue with the God we started with. But you need to know this. This day. So I want you to know this day. Hallelujah. Because when people like Mrs. Tete And her husband, he started a church. Some of us were not born. Yes. We were not born. As she's sitting there, when they joined the church, we were not there. The things they have been through to enable the church to come this far. Mrs. Jesse. As you sit here, that's one of the people we need to honor. Because they were the founders. Founders. There's a difference between a founder and a member. Say amen. That's why we have to learn how to honor fathers. Thank God, today is the last day of the month of April. God willing, tomorrow we are entering into the month of our father when he was born. Hallelujah. May 14th. Exactly 2 weeks from today will be his birthday. Hallelujah. We need to recognize founders. Because what they have been through is different from what we are going through. In the first service, I was teaching them one of the key sources that God used to bless Abraham. We are learning the art of Abraham, following Abraham. And one of the things you see that Abraham was the pioneer of blessings. And he did something. God said, I know him, that he will command his children and his household to follow my ways. He will command. So God blessed Abraham because he knew that he's not a person who was only about himself, but he was interested in his children serving the God he served. Hallelujah. It's a foundation you need to know. Because the children are different from the fathers. The father you have grown with beard like your father doesn't mean that you are like your father. Tell your neighbor, the father you are taller than, your beard is longer than your husband, doesn't mean that you are. What he has been through, that is why God demands that fathers teach their children how they have come. So, we have been in the system for many years. And it's important we teach you, the young generations, what you need to know. Say amen. And so Moses said, know ye this day. When God called me to come and lead you from captivity after 400 years, many of you were not born. So as you are about to enter into a land that flows milk and honey, know ye this day. Hallelujah. He said, for I speak not with your children which have not known me, which have not seen the chastisement of the Lord. God, his greatness, his mighty works, his outstretched hand. God was showing them that I speak not. For I speak not with your children which have not known me. So you go down there, I think verse 11, he said that you should teach your children these things, that you didn't just come to the promised land for nothing. I fought. I battled Egypt and redeemed your fathers from there. So it is important for us to know the foundations on which our fathers stood to come this far. And one of the foundations is the spirit of loyalty. Say amen. Faithfulness. Hallelujah. So 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 2. This is the 19 is what I was trying to say. When you go, you can go and read it. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Read the whole thing. You understand? Verse 19 says, and you shall teach your children. Speaking with them when you sit down, when you wake up, when you are everywhere, you have to teach the children because the children don't know what you have seen. Many of us, we don't teach our children God the way we found God. Maxwell, empire what bo we are saying. But you see, your children don't know what you have been through. Because they eat rice. You were eating rice only Christmas days. Yes. Banchampesi. Huh? Pastor Dan Demebo. Some of you, you were tapam one tapes. Unuabe, swabe. Son, I want to just kaka crack or 12 school fees. Yes. Long back. Unam kwaye mu doko kwase. Adopa, you know adopa. That is why the Bible says, teach your children. Teach the children. And so today I'm here to teach you the children. Hallelujah. So that you know where we came from. And so that you can build on what is going to be handed over to you. Hallelujah. And one other thing is said that 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 2. It is required in steward that a man be found faithful. Any steward. A steward is somebody to whom something that somebody has labored on is being handed over to you. Obi bre a home for so and ye hand over man as a steward. And so God says it is a requirement that when you are being given a something very precious, learn how to be faithful with what is given to you. Hallelujah. Amen. So we learned about loyalty. We studied about, what did we study last week? Why loyalty is important. Isn't it true? So we said about how many points? About 6 points or so. Number one is that it's a principal requirement. It's not true. Number two is what? To fight the faith columnists. Anybody who is among us, who is not of us, we have to fight the person out. You understand? Some people, they are called tail bearers. They say, I won't be here near Chiasama. On pass, Papa, no, they are called. And some kids will be over here, and your Papa, no, they call. We don't like that. Okay. Number three is what? What's number three? The love of God. Hey, you don't write notes. If somebody is sitting by you is sleeping, shake the person and say, please, we are in church, okay? We are not in your bedroom. Shake the person by saying, we are in church right now. Number three is that we must have love. Tell the neighbor there should be love in the church. Don't gossip about the person sitting by you. Don't say anything bad. Even if he lifted up his hand and you smell something, don't go and say, hey, I'm sorry, hold on. It's a bad thing to carry bad report where you go. When you have opportunity to see something or hear something where you find yourself, don't go out telling bad report about that. You understand? Don't say anything bad about where you have had the privilege to go. If you are privileged to come to my house, because not everybody will be allowed to enter my house. So if you are privileged to come to my house and then you saw something that you didn't like, you don't go out and say, hey, Reverend Fier. You see, when you say that, I mean that you are a very bad person. Next time, we cannot allow you to enter a certain place. Because you don't know how to keep quiet. We are teaching you something. Say amen. Many of you were not, we are not given proper training by your father or mother. Father, we need no training. That's why God brought you to church. So we teach you and show you how to live the rest of your life with these principles. You will prosper if you learn how to be a faithful person, a loyal person. One of the things that they were requiring in Daniel chapter 1, when you go, you can read it. The king was looking for people who come from royal families.
even to be trained as a worker in the king's. But they were looking for people who come from royal family. They said, "Oh, your papa more, yeah, far crown now." Hey. And one of the things they were looking for from them, because they were looking for people who can stand before kings. They have the ability to stand before king. Because see, who are him fear? And send me braver or hinenim. We in Iraq, we in the Juma, we are for be, we are going to have him fear. And when the king is solving the matter, and I would you not make your nanche because when I'm an ansonum. Now I said, "Papa, we need Papa, we are confess, Papa, Mammy, we are in what any other said, but hey, Papa, we are what's all the money behind who gentle. But the case must be resolved by the king. And you have the privilege to hear this message. You don't leave that house. Some people will say, "I would hear. And Papa, we all quarrel. See, because you have had a privileged information. And instead of keeping quiet because of the position that they have been given to you, you go and blare it out. And that is why we will sack you from the place. You will lose that job. Because you don't have what the spirit of loyalty. Hallelujah. I'm teaching you that we didn't just become great people. We learned the principle to become. So that's why we are teaching in this church. And I can tell you, you can go to many churches. They don't know this wisdom. It is by the grace of God, a special revelation God gave to our father, Bishop Dagi Godless. And that is why all of us who follow him, we become great because he has taught us how to behave. I tell you about learn how to behave. When we are teaching church, learn it. And anywhere you go with that spirit, you can succeed. Because every king has a lot of people who are working for him. His bedroom, somebody has to work for him. His kitchen, somebody has to work for him. Papa, we open no more. Because you had the privilege to be cooking for the king. Then you go out and tell people that, "Hey, this mama, the papa." And they didn't need your onion the deep room. Then you say bad things about the person. It's an evil spirit. And may that demon be cast out of everybody. So, we are teaching you that there should be love. There should be teamwork. There should be strong teamwork. When we learn of loyalty, it means that I can trust you, you can trust me. Wherever you are, we know that you are part of us. And we can build something great for God. Amen. If you are working for somebody in a branch, you are branch shop manager, we demand that you operate with the spirit of loyalty. Man, steward, you are a steward. Obia shop. Or rent. Do you know how much it is to rent a store? Especially in this area. If you don't have some, one day we said a shop, my wife, the woman said $1,000 a month, $1,200 a small shop. Like this. $1,000 a month. San Wafanyama not be gumuno. Or import trouble, nobody should be air conditioning, air ball. Nanyama no to another discussion about him. That's an evil spirit. Somebody has committed a whole shop of $1,000 a month he's paying. And then the goods he has to import before he sells, it makes more margin. Now, with small margin, now, no, but ever said, "Chiao, can who say we are come?" You are an evil person. You are not a child of this church. You are not a child of this church. That's why we are teaching you that anywhere you are ambassador for the church. You have to behave as such. Hallelujah. I demand from every member that wherever you are, you must remain faithful. Remain loyal to your boss who appointed you. Who gave you the chance to have that job to do? That's how many companies cannot become big in the country. Because when you appoint somebody to be in charge, shop, about turn, you are under curse. We don't want any of our church members to be a curse person. Say amen.
That's why I'm teaching you. Because after you have known, if you go and do, you are under curse. But if you can remain faithful, God will bless you. And I see the blessings of God. Always look for the blessings of God in your life. Not when I finish this, I'm going to take you through a book called Labor to be Blessed. What you must do to be blessed. There's a book. We have our Godfather who has written so many books we can share. It's only that you don't have time. For me, I have time to teach you, but you don't have time to listen. Because you are in a hurry to go home. Labor to be blessed. Life is looking for blessings, not looking for money. We don't look for money. You look for blessings. When you look for blessings, you will get money. Bible says, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich. The blessings make you rich. But riches cannot make you blessed. Yes. If you look for riches, you can never. You might not be blessed with the riches. But anyone who is blessed is rich. That's what we are teaching ourselves. Hallelujah. Okay. So, today, I'm taking you through stages. There are stages when it happens, you may not know that you are walking on that path. So that number one, the reason why we are teaching is that when you see the signs in your own life, you should say, hey, Jack, yes, I'm a tree break. I'm checking me how far. Whether I am on the way to a disloyal person. And also, as you are going along the way, if you see somebody with you who is behaving that way, say, hey, brother, this behavior is a sign. It's a sign. So either you stop or I break with you. I know these signs. Hallelujah. Oh, Hannah, are you here or go home? How many are ready to learn? See, this church there, we are always learning. You know? That's why there are so many books. 100 books written by a bishop. We are going to study every one of them. Free. There's a book called How to Neutralize Curses. If I start teaching you, unless next year, maybe. A very powerful book. And we are going to find time and study that book also. By the time you are done with this church for 1 year, you must be a supernaturally blessed person. Because there is a divine ways to become a great person. Hallelujah. So today, we are going to go through stage. There are about 8 stages. Mark it. To go through that stage, you know, say, hey, me was stage 1 and stage 2. Me ya ira. What's the word? A friend is saying, Kumasi. When you better know, you don't me. Now, say, hey, Kumasi, I'm in a man. I say, I'm in a man. I just say, why ira? Because Kumasi, you don't me. I say, he needs so. So, I say, he's a quan of why ira. So, when you see these signs in your life, you must know that, hey, me ya ira. It shall never happen to you in Jesus' name. Number one stage, what you see is a stage of independence. Independence stage. Matemeho stage. Yes, you're dressed up. Uncle coach. It's a spirit of matemeho yaba also. Yes. And media, I won't wear any dress. I mean, it's me. That's my nature. It's a spirit of disloyalty. That's the first stage. We are marking. You are mark yourself. Mark yourself. You are showing to mark yourself. When we are all saying we are doing this, and you say that as for me, that means this is the way I want to do my things. We have to mark you. That you have an independent spirit. Independent, I am independent. The man I am a man. Mrs. Anna Motolana. My wife is teaching me some fun. She said, I'm busy. What can't we act? I said, I'm busy. I'm busy. That's why we call you are independent. Because you are, it's about yourself, not about us. Amen. Bible says in Jude, there's a verse there that they don't have our spirit. What verse is that?
Find it. Jude. It's only one chapter. Jude 1. Yeah? Which verse is that? Quickly, young man. Who's in charge? Was it? You do not know. Hey, is that small? I don't want to misquote. That's why. But I know he's there. Having not the Spirit, they are they who separate themselves. Having not the Spirit. Verse what? Yeah? 19. Yes, verse 19. Jude 19. These be they who separate themselves. Because ye na ye kose and na onkwa watchon wafro. Matime ho. You separate yourself. You become sensual because your feelings is what is driving you. Sensual. When we are all spiritual, you are sensual. We are open, walking the same spirit that we are fasting. You say, me, I fasted last week. They say, we are fasting on Friday. Say, no, me, I fasted last Monday, so I won't fast. Miami Dairy. Are you here? Go home. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit. You don't have the spirit of communal spirit that we are all operating under. Because remember, we said that there should be a team. We must be team. A team. So when a team is not how I want to play my when I get the ball. That is why we have to start from the team. Because we are working as a team. And so when we say we are all meeting, and you say that, oh, but me, I did my lesson last year, so I don't want to. That's an independent spirit. That's the first stage of becoming a disloyal person. So if you keep on walking on that path, one day it will end you in destruction. You see, when you start, you may never know that this is how disloyalty comes. Yes. Somebody who gave you a job said, oh, today we are all gathered. I have one of my members who lost a job because his boss has come from abroad. He said, meet me on Saturday morning. He said, Saturday morning, I'm going to pray. Yes. Yes. Only free South Africa, but Ghana, Oti Ghana, Bishiami, also Kobo Empire. Independent. Yes. The independence precaused him his job. Yes. Yes. When things happen on earth, we don't understand it. That's why we are teaching you. It's his independence principle. When his boss, a white man, has come from South Africa, 6 hours flight, Wabagana said, we are meeting on Saturday. Meet me Saturday in the office. Okay, I said, Saturday, dear. And yet, by force of a sorry. I'm a and me independence spirit. The boss, the company, are you a member of the company or you're not a member of the company? Because it's not about you, we are talking about the company. I came from South Africa because of the company where you have been employed. And we are meeting on this day on company business. And come and you said, I'm media. I'm going to pray my prayer. No problem. Go and pray your prayer and go and work for your God. And at the end of the month, receive your salary from where you came. That's how many of us, we lose blessings. Are you here, God? May you have a spirit that say, hey, once I am part of a system, any commandment and rules of that system, I'll be part of it. You may not like it, but if you want to remain part, you have to be loyal to the system. Clap your hands to the Lord that you won't fall by the wayside. Independent spirits. These are they that separate themselves. So when you are a chorister and we say we are meeting and you separate yourself, whilst choristers are singing, you are kissing your boyfriend. You have not the spirit. You have not the spirit. And it's the first sign that very soon you will leave the church. And we are marking those choristers who are independent. When they say we are gathered, they don't come. Yes. Because what programs are and that your appointment? So appointment, I crash it with God. You say, no. God, the church can go ahead. I'm going to do my. That's what's called independent spirit. You are sensual. It is your feelings that drives you, not the common goal of all of us. Say amen. Tell your neighbor, don't be an independent person. Because it can cost you. It can cost you. Hallelujah. Number two stage is offense. Offense stage. Yes, sir. We are independent. 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 Why did you talk to me like that? Who are you to talk to me? When we started the choir, where were you? Okay, now. It's like, you have been offended. Do you know the people who are independent, anytime you point to them, they get offended. That's why we say it's a sign. It's like a seed. Once it is seen, that hey, because so almost a mango tree appear. And your wife, you say, hey, before body. Woman, the chance can crave it to attend something. A man of God said that the serpent who appeared in the Garden of Eden, because Adam couldn't deal with it in Genesis, by revelation, it has turned into a dragon. Now he's fighting God himself. Yes. From creation, if Adam had dealt with it, the serpent, it wouldn't have, by revelation, turned into dragon. That's why I had to be careful. Can you imagine that you have gone for snake child? Say you are playing with the snake child. Allow the snake to grow and see. So when you're a child, there's a potential in him to become a killer. That's why you don't, when you see something small appearing, kill it. When your independent spirit catch up, you have to kill it. Because if you don't kill it, you will tend to become something else. You become offended. I feel like, yeah, that's the second stage. Why are you offended? So for the example of preaching. Hey. Because, yeah, come on, one time, master. So for you, you know. Yeah. Now, so for when you'll be as a man, what the example? I sorry, no. But I. Why are you offended? Hallelujah. So that is the second stage. Jesus says in Matthew, watch it. In Matthew, where is it? Matthew 24, verse 10. Jesus says, and then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. You see, when you get offended and you don't deal with that evil, you begin to hate people. You give Satan another opportunity to put the spirit of hatred. You hate the person who appointed you that what you did was wrong. You begin to hate that person. That's how Satan works. Because he knows you have his spirit. So he keep adding you things to your life. You get offended. You become independent. Okay, so next week, give me home. I'll be home. Next week, your voice is start changing. No. This is a practical message I'm teaching to you. You get offended. You did something, your husband pointed at you and said, I don't like this. Hey, you don't like it. Okay. Okay. You didn't like my stew. And you didn't mention that. Okay, next time, cook for yourself. So when the man is hungry, he says, please, darling, what is my food? They say, what? Because the first food you cook that he didn't commend you that's nice. Why are you offended? So then one can say, nice. And until now, why are you offended? Hey! And I'm saying, why are you offended, Ninti? You move to the next stage. It's called passive. You enter the stage 3 called passivity. Just a won't cassette you. Won't carry. Why are you doing if you home? Because it'd be a hey, if you are now, if you are now, then you know, I am but to me, hopeful. To me, hopeful. I have decided to say, I have decided not to say anything about anything anymore. Hey, is that you? When you started with that, the way you were so excited with this, now you are not interested in anything that goes on. Now you're passive. You won't contribute. And I also won't free more. Disloyal people, one problem, I know. I didn't want pet. And one cassa, one contribute. It's also one free more. And what you move. And I won't say, just say, yeah, you know, free more. I'll be higher than what I say. Or Timuna or Seno. Hallelujah. You become passive. It's a stage. And into anywhere you are, when you start seeing the sign that you don't contribute, you don't add your voice, when they go to meeting, you don't say anything to anybody anywhere anymore, it's a sign that you are in stage 3 of the demonic way into disloyalty person. Hallelujah. How many are clapping for the Lord for teaching you these things? Yes. Passive. Oh, so, are we coming for choir? Would you come? Oh, no. I'm okay. I'm not going. Would you also go? You know, what people don't know is that this thing that we teach, you may think we are joking. But it's no joke. When you go, I don't have time, but I recommend to you 2 Kings chapter 13. Use this as your... Somebody was offended and he became passive and the end result. 2 Samuel chapter 13. There's a story in 2 Samuel chapter 13 that it came to pass that Absalom, the son of David, had a very beautiful sister. Whose name was called Tamar. And then Amnon, who is his half-brother, ni papa, Eba, but ni mami is different. She said, I love my sister. And so he found his way. He met a cousin. Some of you relate more with your cousin, but not the word of God. The cousin, his name is called Abinadab. He showed him, I'll give you the trick so that you can sleep with her. And he gave the trick, Jonadab, the guy is called. And Ammon had a friend whose name was called Jonadab, the son of Shemaiah, David's senior brother. That was his cousin. How can you, a king's son, love a girl and the girl will say no? Let me give you a trick. Be careful who is your friend. Who counsels you? Who will show you how to sleep with the girl who have been passing in front of you? Or peg girl amaba first. Or show how to sleep with girls. He's sowing a bad seed of disloyalty into your life. He's preparing you to die. One day you will die and leave him. He will give you bad counsel, but you die. Read that story. When he was giving this counsel, everything worked perfectly.
in verse 20. Bible said that, and when, verse 20, that's just a long story. When you go read it. And Absalom, her brother, said unto her, has Amnon thy brother been with thee? Hold thy peace. My sister is thy brother. Regard not this thing. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother's house. The next verse. Watch. The king heard it. He was very sorrowful. Now verse 22. Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad. I won't say anything anymore. Because there was such deep offense in his heart. He couldn't deal with this offense, so he harbored it. And then one day, he organized a party. He started finding how to kill this my brother. That's why we say a disloyal person, a dangerous person, an offended person is planning evil that one day he will execute it. When he said, I won't say anything anymore, he didn't know that rather he was planning how to execute a judgment against his brother. Everything okay. Bible says that it came to pass after two years. That's why we are teaching, so that once somebody offends you and you allow that thing to stay in your heart for far too long, you give Satan a weapon to use you yourself and to destroy your life. For 2 years, he didn't speak anything. And then he organized a party. And he told everybody to come. He went to the king and said, can you ask all my brothers to come and eat? The father said, oh, it's not necessary. I mean, if you have friends, you can. No. Say, okay. Even nobody, all my friend, my brother cannot. At least I'm not there. Convince him to come. That's offense. That's what we are teaching. Offense can make you do wicked things. Recently, I think last 2 weeks, there is a lady in Kumasi called Majwa. 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 Mama Fui. My friend, Mama, I'm very careful. The guy said that a policeman, or the girlfriend, he said he has collected his money, 5,000. Yes. And to one family, Majwa, one family. Majwa, Pacho. And you want Jamia? Yes, your relationship is starting. Some Pamia, Missy Cabot, you are. What's your business? Some of the Yan Toss and Yantia. But Majwa, if you are smart, he kept the money. And the guy was offended in his heart. Anytime he called, Majwa will not take the phone. But you see, an offended person, he schemes his way out. So the story said that he called Majwa's special friend. And he arranged with her that she should call Majwa and tell her that he should meet her at a certain place. That's why you must be careful. What kind of friend? And the lady called a friend and told her, oh, somebody want to meet, can you meet him in this place and this and that. She was able to convince Majwa. And then as he came out, his brother, that night, said, I was bathing. When I saw my sister going out, said, something told me that stop her from going out. Don't go. Was he, no, I feel that, don't go. Was he, as he was preparing, so in trying to cover his nakedness, the lady switched away. Majwa. He didn't know that he was meeting Absalom, who had been offended. Absalom. And so, when the lady met the friend, that guy was standing behind. And she asked the Edin comedian, I feel who has a guy up here? No, some manager, I said, we need, so up here. She was, yes, at the end, I said, hey, we need our food and our family. And I said, ah, pa, 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 pa. 6 bullets. As policeman, who knows where to shoot to kill? One on the forehead, one on the chest, one on the abdomen. But be, I won't even sorry, be.
I watch. See, Bible is a story that repeats itself all the time. That's why you have to study the Bible. And the Bible says, now Absalom had commanded his servant, saying that, mark that guy for me. I'm not marking. When you see his heart is merry with wine, and when I say to you, smite him, shoot, then kill him. Fear not. Have I not commanded you? Be courageous and be valiant. An offended person has venom brewing in his heart. Has venom. Venom. Offended person has the venom. That's why we are marking any offended person, because we know that one day, when you open your mouth, you will destroy all of us. An offended person who says, I won't say anything, I won't talk about anything, is a dangerous person. That's why we cannot entertain you in the church. We cannot. So I'm showing all of you signs. When you spot anybody who has certain behavior like this, let us know quickly so that we remove the person. Oh, yes. They kill him. Offense. That's why don't entertain offense. Because if you allow offense in your heart, Satan will take advantage and he will use it for you to kill something that you didn't plan to kill. That was the end of the guy's life. And that was the end of Absalom's also life, because he couldn't allow things to overlooked. He took it serious. He took it personal. There are some church members, even when something happened in church, they take it personal. One day, some of my church members left. I said, why are you leaving yourself? Your shepherd says, that's me, your pastor. I haven't said it. My shepherd has said that because of my shepherd's offense, you have left the church. That's how people are. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Maybe you did something and my wife corrected. And when my wife spoke against it, you got offended and said that, my dear, sorry. And you've forgotten about my, even my personal contribution towards their life. People are wicked, though. When people get offended, when you correct people and they got offended, it's difficult to lead them again. Very difficult. That's why we have taken our time to teach everybody that these are the foundations on which we have built the church. We have been offended, but we didn't allow the offense to control us. We have to remove it so that we can go forward. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Your wife will offend you. Your husband will offend you. But if you say, because of offense, I'm leaving the marriage, you don't have a future. We overcome. Bible said, overcome evil with good. But don't allow evil to overcome you. Hallelujah. Am I teaching somebody over here? That's why I'm sweating. For your good. Don't be like Absalom and hold on. Some of you guys, you are still holding on against your boyfriend who disappointed you. Wajao for the past 5 years, but still not finish a utrimu. Don't entertain this, it's an evil spirit. Because otherwise, one day you're gonna get a very good husband. But you see, because of the way somebody maltreated, you know, that pain, who revenge it on somebody, an innocent brother. You have not allowed that offense to leave your heart. Number what? Four. Stage four. Stage four. You become critical. This time around, it's like, who are we in yet? We've been so here. Now we can't watch him. And we cry when preaching the year. Oh, we cry when you want to the year. And look at the choir, the way they sang their song. What's the choir you know? Why do you have to be a critical? I've heard critical. Now you'll be able to be able to analysis. I can do it better. If I have the one who was giving the chance, I can do it better. Oh, this one cried. This pastor cried. The way he preaches, you know, I think so. See, anytime you start criticizing something, watch it. That you haven't ended up in stage four of disloyalty. No, there are some people that one day, especially Ghanaians,
All of us are political. Everyone who is sitting here, you have a political party. And because of politics, it has eaten into us even when we come to church. Because once I am in PPPPP, anyone CCCCC, anything good from CCCC is not good. We criticize. Even when the thing is good, we criticize that no, it is not good. We blow it off. We blow it off. What you cross it? Oma me bre, oba pe bre. Nyamia da oma bambia baso si free SHS. Osi hey. Now who was scared to choose school fees? Who was scared to choose school fees? Because yes, abai no am first kana anhwa wa. Busa se scan wo de beye dan. Won be chedi. Ana me wa. Eye nyina esika wo. And it doesn't matter which political party say. Once it's good for all of us, and I can benefit, you can benefit. We are not doing politics, but I'm showing the spirit of criticism. That even when something is good, we see it as bad. And that is what has affected many of us. So we have used politics to enter into the church. When you come to church, God, the pastor will be, how many of us have come to church and your pastor is raining curses on your life? Everything the pastor does is almost like good thing. But people have a way to criticize their pastors. And then you will join the people who are criticizing and saying something bad about the person or the church. We are not saying that we are angels. But what we are saying that at least we are trying. I am trying. I am not Bishop Dak. I'm not Bishop Eddie. I am only trying to be a true servant of him here. So definitely, may it be a mama one inka. If you understand time, so I say me preacher minya. Ubut me for me. Ubut for me. But you see, my intention is not to delay you. My intention is to help you to understand. So when you see it from positive direction, you receive a blessing out of it. But when you see it from negative direction, anything good that is coming to you, you blow it away. That is what is called critical. You don't see almost anything the person does, you have something against it. And we are saying that anybody who have that spirit, it's not you, it's the devil who is using you to a certain stage of your life. So when you see it, say that, hey, me ta Christ as in do ese me jai because enye suba papa. It's not a good spirit. That's why we are teaching because that the evil spirit is Satan who is using you. Oh, as for me, anything I say, I will say it. Yes, because Satan knows that that's how you are. That's why he's also using you. Me three nya whole sin na me asema she me three. That is why Satan also bring more goods to you because you know he's a three nya asamba ya obeka. No, it's sometimes people that you belong to a group and they're taking a group decision and you don't like it, then you go out and say something bad about this decision when they were taking you were there. That's what we are teaching you. You become critical. Always analyzing things and bringing the negative side of it instead of positive contribution. Now, if you contribute positively, it's good. But when you always see as negative, that there's nothing good here, it cannot be true. It cannot be true. That sometimes when wives get angry, this is the way you always do. Always this way. How can he be always doing that thing? So you have never laughed in the house before. Now always. They use those words. Always. All the time. Is it true? It cannot be true. How can it be true? Hallelujah. May you not join. See, that's the fourth stage. It's serious. That means that you are getting closer. What mianya? Oh, first stage. What mianya? Second stage. What mianya? Third stage. What do fourth stage? Hey, ekuya. Obra ba na ya kuachiri. Yema ya se. The next one is the fifth. Fifth is political. Political stage. That one. And now I'm saying what you want. Ah, why you are doing this? I work criticize. As you are criticizing, once you've been to Janjas, it's true. None on your way, no one. Since I have a partner, you look for partners who are like you in the system. Because you are forming a party, we need members to join you.
So what drink of water? Because now also, brother, there be a man coming in the castle and say, "Oh, it's true, it's true." So that I have a partner. Then you go here, I have a partner. Before we know, in the church, there's another political party in the system. That is why when somebody get close to you and they are talking something negative, withdraw yourself, say, "Pacho, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to join your political party." That's not the party I belong to. I belong to the party of Jesus Christ. I want to be faithful. I want to remain faithful. I want to do. I can only see good things in the church. I cannot see good things in my pastor. I cannot see good in my prophet. And so if you say anything bad against him, I don't know. I haven't heard it. People put things on Facebook and then you go and read it. And you're attacking your father. And you like it. And then you like. You have joined the political party. And you share. So if you hear even anything bad, your ability to say, "No, I will be the last point for this thing. I block it." It's a sign that you have the spirit of loyalty. But when you pass it on to friends, you have joined the political party of gossipers in the church. May the Lord deliver us from this evil spirit. Hallelujah. Stage number 6. Because you have become political now, it's like you are becoming more popular. It's like you have been able to win this person. He's on your side. This person is on your side. This person. So you begin to feel that now you are the next in line. In case they give you a chance, you can hold on. You become deceived. Deceived because it seems like you also have people who are in opinion with you. And it's like you are their leader. They say, "But your vote says they will vote you into." You are deceived to think that you can also do something. You are also a better person. Hallelujah. You begin to be deceived. You become to be deceived. Don't be deceived. That's how many church pastors, when they start preaching, and especially when they lay hands, people are falling. "Hey, Charlie, me continue, sorry. Me kongo sranaba." We don't know how to be under authority for long. No, once we feel that we can almost do what somebody great is doing now, I can preach, I can teach, I can pray for people and they are healed, and I do convention, people gather. They are deceived to think that, "Oh, I can go and start my church." There are people who have left the church thinking that when they go and start their own church, they will do well. But they didn't know that they were. It's the covering of the spirit of the house that made them great. The day they move out, the covering was removed. And when they started, they realized that it's not as simple as that. Oh, yes. There's deception. One day I was watching one of the bishops who have left. He took a picture. And he made his comment on himself. He said, 5 years ago or 6 years ago, this is the way I used to do. Like, I was very handsome, beautiful. Say, I've been nice man before. I say, "Why are you saying this for yourself?" So what has happened to you now? On his own Facebook. Because when he took that picture that he took, when he was with us, he himself can see that the picture was nice at that time. It's different from now. So now he has been deceived that at that time when people were hailing you, adoring you, and praising you, when you could gather crowd, it was not because of you. It was because of the anointing that you were being covered. And so, after being deceived to move out, he realized that picture was nicer than who he is today. That is why many people who leave their wives, there's a song called "Merida Day, Sambe Wame." Now, for Froba, you know. You say, "For front or by, you know, Adia Oye, no, many you cry." You know, one of the songs I said, I say, "Yam Fanyame, Yam Fanyame." When you pay that, and my man paid the Hojo. I said, "Me paid it." I said, "Nanum hobby, Missy Missama Hodia, or by my Miss Amin, I'm there for me, and women, I'm a simile." Just said, "Well, try his strength and see." Then the lady carry him. Before you know, he was the one that said, "Hey, my former wife was not treating me like that." Deceived. Probably he was deceived by the way the lady was shaking her buttocks. And said, this buttocks, when I sleep on it, I will be happy. And so I'm leaving this and go for this. It's a spirit of deception. You will no more be deceived by Satan. To move out of your place of blessing. Always recognize your place. There's a place God has put you. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 4. There's a place God has put you. Don't leave that position. Don't leave that position. Don't leave that position. Many of us, small offense, we get agitated and we move our buttocks out of where God has placed you. Hey! Oh, I see that. Oh, me, the way I'm so beautiful, even if you go, I can get another husband to marry. Ask how many widows in the system, how many people have proposed to them. The day your husband dies, that's how you see that it's not easy to find a man to marry. It's not as simple as that. So don't force and harrow and worry your husband to die early. I'm telling you. Who wants to say, one year, it's not easy for another man to say, I'll marry you. That's why, Krokromi. There's a song like that, isn't it true? Krokromi. Tell your wife, Odoya Krokromi. And then we know about your widow. Why are we here? We should have Krokromi, why? Some of you also have wives. You treat your wife well. The day your wife leaves, it's not easy to marry another woman. Yes. You are deceived. It's a deception. May the Lord deliver you from the spirit of deception. Amen. How many are going to apply these principles that you are learning in church? Maybe you are the company director corporate manager, marketing manager. When you are car, and you are resources, they be out and out in town, and amount for 20s, like you represent the company, and you think that when you start your own company, you can win all these customers. And so you stop that company and go and form a company that compete with your company that you came from. What do customers say that? But I used to say, but we were buying from your boss, not from you. That's what you call deception. Satan will deceive you. And you see, my former boyfriend, when we were in secondary school, the way he used to laugh, I don't think that's when my husband laughed me. So even if my husband dies, I think that he can come back. He can come back. Let your husband die and see whether the guy will marry you again. He himself said, hey, a woman whose husband had died, I'll be afraid. Because I don't know whether I'm the next person to die. And he has moved on long time ago. You see, sometimes when you leave your boyfriend or girlfriend, you think that she's waiting for you at the junction where you left him. No. He has met another person who has turned his heart towards him. And so, when next time he sees you, he says, oh, Mikro, I don't know why I was following you. But you, in your mind, who thinks I will pay? And you will jaw kunako dinachi. But did it was I didn't even know why you were my girlfriend or boyfriend some years ago. Maybe I don't know many me, I feel the many be. Now you see that you have been deceived. Say amen. Seventh, open rebellion. Open. You see, when people start talking to you, hailing you, clapping for you, giving you fans, you think that when you fight your boss and you remove him, they will follow you. So you begin to say things openly, show disrespect, make negative comment, and posting things on the Facebook. It's like now you have become open with your evil spirit that has been in you from the date when you became independent. That we say stop that, you say you won't stop. Open. When we are all going to work, say I won't come. They call for me to say I won't come. You show open rebellion. Who come watch? Catch us a man, Basti. Obia ukuna wado odi ayo hima ma kunyapa bizi atra. I fed on ohini ya party onso ya ne party. When the husband said come, he said go and tell him I won't come. Hey, Vesti. Oh, your father will feel a crush. Now, turn the wheel mutin so. And now, but nine. And if you, I myself, me, what authority is when your mom wants to try and wish you. Now you are telling me publicly, after sending you 7 of my chamberlains to come and bring you, say, come, and you tell them that, go and tell him that I will not come. Open. At least you're a secret cry, catch a boo, and you say, okay, I'm coming. Oh, you are catching, catch and say, Mimma. Oh, who is a man? So, many, my party, Hannah. But who gave you the power to organize the party? Is it not because of your position as a queen? That's why sometimes we fail to acknowledge that the very person you are speaking against him is the same person who made you who you are. Openly. One day, one of my brothers told me, who are you? Hey. Oh, yes. Openly. Family meeting. He said, who are you? Who are you? Open rebellion. Somebody, I raised him from nothing. I'm the one who took him to secondary school. Because my father didn't have much to take anybody. When I finished school, I was working. I'm the one who took him to secondary school. He did science. He didn't pass. I said, change it to business. I went to teach him accounting, how to debit, how to credit. I took him to school. Then he went to, what do you call it? After secondary school, I took him to training college for 3 years. After training college, I took him to university for 4 years. When he was married, I'm the one who financed his marriage. I booked a hotel for him to sleep, go and sleep with his wife. He had never slept in the hotel before. And then now, he's working, he's blessed. He has some, he's also into me, he's an elder of his church. So when he preaches, people gather. And the family meeting, he called me, he said, who are you? Oh yes, open rebellion. That's how they forget that even the person you are speaking to is the one who made you who you are. Ipa na wo kasetia no no. Wonu momum na wa ma wa yen sene ye wotie. So one contributor and sacrifice and count in my yes in your way. Instead of appreciating the person, that's what it pains God when the people of Israel turn their heart from him. For making them blessed and prosperous, then they turn their hearts and say, we are going to worship another God. Say the God you didn't know them. Say the God you never knew them. You never knew that there was even a God in that area. If I have not brought you to this place, you wouldn't even have known that there's a God here. And yet you turn away from me who has brought you to this land. And you serve the God that you have come to find. It's unfortunate. Many Christians show open rebellion to God. Don't respect God for what God has done for us. And may God help us. The last one. Execution. And they are afraid they will plan. Why you know? Who the gusu? And the sign of execution is that I have resigned. I'm no more with you. I'm no more a member of Makarios Ashalewuchi. After all that Reverend Kingsley have done for 50 years, visiting you, praying for you, anointing you, preaching over year, week after week, and then maybe on your child's adoring, you're not time, I'm going to go for you. But yeah, sorry. Stop. Some of you are watching me on Facebook. May that spirit be cast out of you. Because you see, what you don't know is that at the end of the day, you cut yourself off from the people that God has blessed. Wherever God has his blessing, there are people who start, but not everybody who end with it. May you always end among God's people. Nothing of this nature will happen to you. If you see yourself in any of the stages, as I'm preaching to you, whether to the church, to your mother, to your father, to your uncle who took care of you when nobody wanted to take care of you. Say, when you are here at school, you are not here. If you are here at school, you are flat here, flat here. And they say, boys are calling you. Remember, the father now called restaurant. Belandro could it. First now talk go be ever quiet home, go be an idea quiet home. And Sabin Predator, near 320, what's not best, Marco do, Belandro. So you don't have respect. And when the person calls, you said, I go and tell him I'm not coming. It's an evil spirit. May the Lord help us to come out of this evil spirit. Stand to your feet, everybody. Lift up your hands and pray to God. Say, Lord, make me, deliver me, deliver me. May I not, if these are what the Father stood on and they're able to come this far, may I carry the same, the spirit of the faithfulness, the spirit of our Father. Lift up your voice and pray. Everybody pray to God and say, Lord, use me, help me to remove all these evil seeds from my heart. All these evil seeds, Lord. Pray, pray. We are closing in 2 minutes. Father, thank you. Holy Spirit, give her the spirit of the fathers. Their fathers were faithful. They are faithful to you. All the days of their life, they have been faithful. That's why you have brought them this far. It's time for the children to walk in the spirit of faithfulness, in the spirit of loyalty, in the spirit of remaining faithful to serve you. Serve you to the end. We are not stopping. No matter what you do to us, we will continue to serve you. We will serve you when we are poor. We will serve you when we are rich. We will serve you when we have. We will serve you when we don't have. We will serve you when we are not married. And we will serve you when we marry. We will serve you when we don't have a car. And we will serve you when you prosper us with more cars, Lord. We pray, Lord, the spirit of loyalty, the foundation on which the church is built. Every son, every daughter will know this, will know this, will know this, and walk in this spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for touching our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You want to give your life to Christ, to become more like Jesus. Lift up your right hand. Every head bowed, every eye. Lift up your right hand. I want to give your life to Christ. Anybody here? Lift up your hands up and become a child of destiny. Lift your hands up. Let me pray for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Everybody put your hand on your heart and say, Lord Jesus, make me faithful like you. Any sign of independence, offense, political deception, open rebellion, execution, any seed of disloyalty, me, kill it now. Oh Lord, kill it now. I don't want it to become a person of a bad example. I want to be faithful to the end. As I've known you today, help me to know you till the end. Let nothing take me from you. I will serve you all my days. In Jesus' name. Amen.